Listener production.
19 degrees in Hobart. Hey, I'm Tessa Randello. A man's in hospital after police say he was hit by a car while trying to cross the South Arm Highway this morning. The pedestrian in his 40s is in a serious but stable condition at the Royal Hobart Hospital. Police are investigating the collision and asking for anyone with dashcam footage to come forward. No end in sight to rental shortages and high costs. The RBA has predicted vacancy rates will remain at record low levels for years to come. While the increased demand will keep the price up, they believe it's due to the slow home construction and future investment. Meantime, Tasmania's community services are struggling to keep up with growing demand. It follows alarming census data, reporting a 45% jump in the number of people experiencing homelessness in the state. Heather Kent is CEO of Vinnies Tasmania and says local shelter Bethlehem House is running at capacity.
Support provided by Bethlehem House to men who find themselves in circumstances of homelessness continues to operate at full levels, as it has done for an extensive period of time. So yes, we are in the unfortunate position of needing to turn men folk away when they seek our support there on some occasions.
And it's been revealed $200,000 been lost to fare dodgers in Hobart in the last 6 months. That comes just days after transit officers were announced for buses who will fine people not paying and target antisocial behaviour. Cricket Tasmania has broken its silence following the news Peter Siddle is leaving the Tigers for Victoria. The 38-year-old fast bowler making the announcement via social media this morning. Cricket Tasmania General Manager Sally-Ann Beams says Siddle's been a great addition to the Tigers.
When we're talking about, you know, an absolute great of the game, he's represented Australia and he's still continuing to do incredibly well from a skills point of view. But, you know, these things happen.
And North Melbourne has stood down Taron Thomas indefinitely. The club says he needs more progress on his behavioural program.